Thank you so much for calling. Is this Ernest?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Ernest. Thank you for calling back. Let me just go to your account, and you need to log into. Can you go ahead and log into the portal?
Yes, I'm in.
Okay, perfect. Just give me a quick moment. Let me log in as well. Meanwhile, you need to go to the inbox.
Okay.
Okay. Let's try to work with the portal, Ernest. Just in case if it doesn't work for you, we'll just go ahead on simple emails, okay? I don't want to cause a hassle for you. And that's the reason why this is the last and final attempt that we are moving forward with. Just in case if it doesn't work, we're going to just communicate via email. All right, so we need to go to inbox. Now, on your left-hand side, do you see a notification that says Steve W. added you to a project? Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, click on that, please.
Mm-hmm.
Click on Ernest Irvo Penguin Book Writers. Once you click on that, it will give you a dashboard which says Samantha Hayes added a file book cover design. Do you see that?
Yeah, I see the dashboard.
Yes. Now look right on top, next to dashboard, do you see files, time, milestone, and messages?
Yes.
Go to messages, please.
Okay.
Now do you see that option that I shared with you in the beginning, welcome on board?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Click on welcome on board, please.
Okay.
All right. Once you click on welcome on board, it will open up the entire communication thread. That's the initial email that Josh sent you. In order for you to fill out these two attachments that are there in a Word file at the bottom of its email, do you see them?
Yes.
You need to download them. There is an option right on top of the files which says download all. If you click on that, it will save both of these files in your download section.
Okay.
Once you click on download, now you can go back to your computer, find those files, and fill them out, okay? The next step in terms of how you can upload these files back to me or send it to the team here, it is by going to the option which says add reply right at the bottom of these files. Do you see the add reply option?
Yes.
Click on that, please. Once you click on Add Reply, it will give you a drop box for in order to type your message. And at the bottom of it, you're going to see the option to attach a file. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once you click on Attach a File, go to Add Files, and it's going to redirect you to your computer. Whatever files you've saved there, you can select the files from here and then click Open. It's going to add that file here on the portal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do a test run, Ernest. Go ahead and add your manuscript here so I can confirm that I have received it.
Yeah, it's not fully the manuscript, but I'll add something.
Yeah, just add the manuscript, and then you can fill out the brief forms later. Add the manuscript, and then type a message, then post your reply.
Okay.
Thank you, Ernest. That is great. And I did receive the file. This is exactly what you need to do. Kindly bookmark this page or pin it on your browser so you don't have to look for it the next time you're trying to send or receive anything from us, okay? Meanwhile, I am downloading your manuscript. Now, the only thing that you need to send back to me are the two brief forms that I've sent you or that I made you download, okay? Can you quickly check if you have those forms downloaded in your download section in your computer?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Can you fill them out and send them to me, like, by the end of today or tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, perfect. One more thing I wanted to discuss with you, Ernest. What do you feel is lacking in your manuscript in terms of the editing section?
Grammar, proper grammar, sentence structure, and maybe putting the references in the right alphabetical order. And then the formatting. I know it's not formatting right at all, so it's going to require spend some time in formatting.
Yes, because I've just pulled up the manuscript in front of me, and I think that majority of the work is catered to. It's just the minor stuff, like the basic compliance check, that is required on the manuscript. So I would like to recommend something, Ernest. If we go through the developmental editing process, it is a time-taking process, and of course we won't be able to meet the deadline that you've provided, even if we work day and night. So I was thinking that since the manuscript is in good shape, let's have the team evaluate the manuscript, and if there are no major changes, we can follow the compliance check only. That means we'll be proofreading for grammatical errors, sentence structures, typos, citation references, along with formatting of the book. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I, before I find you guys, I had somebody else who was reviewing it. Do you want to wait for that copy? Or because what I'm thinking, if the person already will provide me the review tomorrow, then that will give you a better copy to review.
Yes, that would be great. See, if that copy is approved by you, then of course we are going to need the final copy. That will be the final copy from which we should initiate working in terms of the other stuff. All right, so you said you'll be sending it tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow I will receive the first review, first draft review from the person, then I can send that to you, and then you take it from there.
That sounds like a plan, Ernest. Thank you so much for informing. I will tell the team to hold off until you submit the final copy by tomorrow, and I believe you'll be able to share the brief forms as well by tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you so much for your time once again, Ernest. I will touch base again tomorrow to see where we are at, and then we will proceed from there. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. You have yourself a wonderful day, Ernest. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.